This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, "Drop it."
Trevin, excuse me, my voice is jacked, folks. Trevin, I just sent you a phone number. That's our friend William. He's trying to call in. Call him if you can, please. I am losing my voice, obviously. It's a work in progress every day. But we had a wonderful day here at Oakmont Bakery as we talk about the celebration of Mardi Gras in family and Punchki and immigration. Trevin, I sent you a number, please, my man. Please call William. Okay, thanks, buddy. William, how are you? William, you there?
Hello, yeah.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Marty?
What's up, the status of your son?
Well, he left the hospital yesterday, and I haven't heard from him since.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, why was he in the hospital?
He was passed out in the trash room, a building on Stanwyck Street, and I guess someone brought him to the hospital. They tried to keep him, and he left.
And tell our listeners the different drugs that he's addicted to.
Well, it's the fentanyl laced with the methamphetamine, is what it is, Marty. It's, you know, first it was the fentanyl with the xylazine, and then they upped the ante, and it's now fentanyl with methamphetamine, which is an animal tranquilizer, a veterinary tranquilizer.
Wow.
So the Narcan doesn't work on it, yeah.
And how many times has he been hospitalized?
Oh, 8 times maybe since Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times has he been on a ventilator?
Twice.
Wow. And as soon as he's strong enough to walk out of the hospital, he walks out of the hospital.
Yes, that's true. They put him on a ventilator to protect his airway because coming off that methamphetamine, they have seizures.
Wow.
So, you know, but they give him a drug called Presidex, which kind of, you know, counteracts the methamphetamine. But as soon as they stop that, he gets real buggy and leaves.
So, he got arrested over the weekend, right?
Yes, he did.
What happened?
Got arrested. Pretrial services called me Sunday morning at like 5:30. Wanted to know his address. And he has two warrants. They ended up you know, kicking him out. So they didn't keep him. They said he's nonviolent. So.
Wow.
Right. Anyway, which he's not a violent person. He's just got a really bad problem.
And you wanted him in jail.
Absolutely. I know he'd be safe. A lot safer than what he's doing right now.
And you named the drug dealer a woman, right?
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said, that's all I know is just the first name and that it's a woman.
And what does she do every day?
She goes down there, I think, by the 2nd Street Commons and, you know, sells to a bunch of those addicts down there.
And I had narcotics guys reach out to me. They want to arrest her. And I sent you a picture. But
yeah.
you can't get to your son, can you?
No, and he wouldn't tell me anyways. I doubt it.
Why?
Unless, you know, just because he wouldn't want to, you know, lose his source.
Wow.
I'm sure. You know, so that's all we got to go on. But I'm sure there's more than just one person down there, and hopefully, you know, they can do something about it.
Wow. You have no idea where he is right now.
No, I don't, Marty.
He usually calls you for money.
Yes. Yeah, he always tries, you know, tries to get 20. Can I get 10 bucks? I need some food. Yeah, but... Yeah.
He has a hole in his back.
Yeah.
His hand is black. It will have to be amputated, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but it's been black for a while, so it's certainly...
Wow.
The tissue's dying.
Wow. Does he want to get high?
Obviously. It's something about it. It takes over him, and it's the only thing he wants in life.
How is it that you maintain this relationship without just cutting them off? The tough love routine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love them. You know,
yeah, that's right.
I mean, if there's a glimmer of hope, then I'll hold on to it.
Wow. Is there?
And that, you never know. Miracles happen, Marty. And you got to try. And there's other people out there that if this problem doesn't get solved, their kids are going to walk the same path.
Right on.
Yep.
We hooked him up with probably the best addiction doctor in America, and he didn't care, did he?
No, he doesn't care. He just wants to get high, get that drug in him at all costs.
But, man, you even said it. He doesn't even get high anymore.
No, he just shoots up and passes out.
Wow. Horrible.
It's a pretty awful existence.
And he has a beautiful daughter.
Yeah, he does. He has everything to live for. 3 and a half. He has a loving family. Yeah, brothers and sisters. Yep.
And how did it all start?
Oh, God, I don't know. I think some woman maybe 10 years ago turned him on to, you know, heroin or fentanyl, one of those things.
So he has criminal warrants, and they had him in jail. And they said, screw it, let him go. Because they don't want to mess with him, do they?
Too much of a liability.
Wow. Are you angry about that?
Yeah, I am. I wish,
me too.
I wish they could, you know. I mean, they should be able to keep these people or do something with it.
Well, if you find him and we can help him, I'm in. If you find him and he identifies... this drug dealer, we'll get her arrested. I promise you. All right?
I love you, Mario. I appreciate all your help, man.
You're my man.
You're a good man.
You're family
now,
my man. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Live at Oak One Bakery. There is this amazing, gorgeous, spectacular place for women. I can't tell you where it is, it's a secret because the women can get hurt. But it's called Her Safe Haven. And Sarah's here to discuss this with me. You save lives there.
We do.
Give us an example, because this is true.
Yeah, so we take, in our residential treatment program, we take women who have been, who are survivors of sex trafficking, exploitation, and other forms of severe trauma, and who also have substance use disorders. So we help them, you know, get through their next phase of life.
What's that process? How's it work?
Yeah, so anyone can submit an application. It doesn't have to be directly from the survivor or from an advocate. It could be anyone. And they submit an application on our website or call our 24/7 hotline.
What is that? What's that number? We'll get it. I'm sorry.
And then our application is on the website. It's hersafehaven.org.
And you actually have had women there who were sex trafficked by their family members.
Yeah, so we've had familial sex trafficking.
Wow.
And that was parents who may have been drug addicted themselves and needed to feed that addiction and ended up selling their kids.
So they turn their kids into sex workers.
Yes.
To make money to support their drug habit.
Yes.
It's that dark.
Yes,
right?
It is that dark. And it's that familial trafficking is growing even more in
really?
Western Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
A lot of the rural, closer-knit communities who maybe don't have, you know, the closeness or proximity to a city or for that type of work, you know, so they're closed in and they end up, you know, going to what they know, and that's drug addiction and, you know, finding other sources for that, which is sex, selling their children for sex.
How old are these kids?
I've had my clients, I've had as young as 4 years old.
No.
That have had this happened to them.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's unfortunate, and a lot of them have to deal with the trauma on their own. And it's only until they get to adulthood where they start to learn how to come out of that trauma and learn how to work through it.
Can they be rescued? Can they be saved?
Oh, yes. Really? Everyone can be saved.
Really?
And so it's a matter of taking that time to love on them, show them the kindness they've not seen before, but also what our program provides is that additional heavy clinical service.
Wow.
So providing the therapy groups in a home environment.
This isn't just a detox, Sarah, is it?
It's not just what?
A detox.
No, it's not detox. And so we do have women. We are low barrier, so they don't have to be completely detoxed before they come to us. If they need a medical detox, we have partners for that. Otherwise, if they just need to sleep off a day or two, they can before starting into our programming. But our program does address the trauma and also the substance use disorders.
Her safe haven. You actually get some women from jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we get referrals straight from jails too. So like I said, anybody can refer. We've had from jails. We've had from other shelters, other substance treatment centers, but also individuals, homeless on the streets, call our number, or families who had known someone or a family member they knew was trafficked, call us.
Wow. And?
Yes. And our hotline, so for 24/7 hotline, anyone can call, is 412-567-1727. Again, 412-567-1727.
Which raises a paramount issue. Cash. Funding.
Cash. Yes.
Some months, little sketch.
Yeah. And so with the high level of treatment services that we provide, it costs money. You know, we have the staff, but we also provide all of this free of charge to the woman in our programs. That involves cash. And so that constant need to fundraise and bring in the money so we can continue doing this free of charge for the woman.
How long is the program?
There's no set length.
Oh,
everything
wow.
is individual. And so most of our women on average are about 90 days, but we've had women stay longer who needed that extra level of treatment and extended care. But we've had women who may have been done in, 60 days and felt ready to move on to their next level of care, whether it was a different program or move back with family, supportive family.
Give me a success story. Someone went through this hell and now they're this.
Yeah. So one of our first graduates went through the program. She was there, I think, about 75 to 90 days, so on that longer end. And one of her biggest things, goals, was to stay clean and sober so that she could reunite with her children.
Wow.
And so once she finished our program, completed all her goals with our program, with maintaining that sobriety and starting the trauma counseling, she was able to return back home and reunite with her kids.
So they can't bring their kids along?
No. So our program is adult only, so there are other special requirements that would be needed if we did allow children. But for our level of care, it is adult only, 18 and older.
And it's ultra high security, because some of these women get killed, right?
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah.
And so we treat it, it's not exactly a safe house, but we treat it as a safe house. So it's a confidential location. Anybody who does come on site has to sign confidentiality agreements. We also talk to the woman about it, other staff, volunteers. But we treat it so it's a safe environment. So it's that first level of physical security for the woman when they're leaving their, dangerous trafficking situations at times.
What's the best way for people to help you?
Yeah, financial is always the biggest help. So we have our website where you can donate directly on hersafehaven.org. So there's a donate link on there. You can do a one-time member. You can do a monthly donation as well. And we accept everything from, $10, $20 or $1,000. Whatever you can give, it all helps. And so, again, like I said, everything is free of charge. We provide food for the woman, clothing for the woman, all hygiene products, all the way through the licensed services.
You're amazing. But I want to make sure people get this. The biggest stress you feel is can we pay the damn bills?
Yes.
Right?
Paying the bills. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you shut down, they're on the streets.
They are, yeah. And so they could go immediately back on the streets. When they come to our program, they have that sense of security. And so if we were to have to close down and move them to other programs, or, you know, if they don't feel like they're ready and go back to the streets, it's a high level danger for them.
Wow.
Especially if the trafficking happened right here, you know, on the streets with them.
You're doing magnificent things.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You could do 100 other jobs as you chew this, don't you?
Yes. It's hard work, but, you know, we do it because we love these women. We always say we hate that we have these jobs, but we're here to help the woman get through this level of trauma and onto the next journey.
Sarah, you're amazing. Folks, help them, please. HerSafeHaven.org. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Well, I find that for me, everything isn't black, everything isn't white. And this is my life. Guy threatened me this morning because of my position on this immigration. Why? For me, it's not black or white. It's about justice and fairness. Now, I toss out the ignorant guy. He said, we don't need immigrants. That is ignorance by definition. Just is. I toss out the guy, who I love, by the way, he's one of my boys, who said, if you don't speak English, you can't come to America. Well, that's just ignorant. I accept that we have illegal immigrants who are here under, in essence, false pretense. And I'm going to tell you why. Biden said, come one, come all. It's a fact. We got 7 million of them. And they came. And here they are. Trump said, screw that. Why is that awful? Because our heads are spinning. One administration doesn't care. Trump says get rid of all of them. We have to find some place in between with compassion and kindness and discipline. Right? Instead of lawlessness or ignorance or just ignoring it. And I don't respect folks that just say, I hate immigrants. I don't want you to be my neighbor. I have no interest in you being my neighbor. Hi, how are you, ma'am? I'm on. Yeah, great. I'm on the air. Thank you. It's all right. I got to say this too, and Patrick has noticed this. We love this crowd that comes by to see us. I'm overwhelmed with joy at your compassion and kindness. And a lot of folks are asking about my voice, and I'll give it to you 30 seconds. When I had my cancer treatment, it ruined my taste buds. It also ruined my salivary glands. So when I sleep, I have no saliva. It gets exacerbated, which is where my voice is right now, when I get sick. I got bronchitis and then laryngitis. And they load me up with steroids so that I can talk. However, and by the way, I went to see a specialist last week. They scoped me. They put scopes. They put cameras down your throat. They put red lights on you. They do all sorts of tests. I have no cancer. What I have is a deeply inflamed voice box. So, thus, why I'm struggling today. It's not fair to you, because half the time you can't hear what I say. I have to fix this. So if I have to take off some time to heal, that's what I got to do. There are several specialists at UPMC, doctors, who say, look, I'm just going to tell you the truth. Using Adele as an example, Adele has had two surgeries on her voice. Had to take a year and a half off and a year off. I'm not Adele, but we have a voice box situation here, and I can barely speak. I am going to get therapy, excuse me, and I'm going to get treatment and take a couple of days off and let this thing heal. I thank you for your patience and kindness and concern, but I do not have cancer, period. Is up. Chris still there, Trevin? Sure. Chris, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, man.
I'm so glad that you don't have cancer, and I hope you recover, you know, very quickly. And You know, just it frustrates me because, you know, yesterday you were talking about the measles outbreaks and everybody and more specific to that. But then today you're talking about 7 million, which is possibly more, immigrants coming across. These immigrants do not have the vaccination for measles.
It's not true. My man.
It is true.
Hey, hey, don't be a jerk. I have the numbers. The vast 98% of the cases are American kids and American citizens. You're wrong. You're wrong, sir.
Well, that's your opinion.
We'll agree to disagree. Sir, my man.
Go ahead.
This is not a agree to disagree. 98% of the cases are Americans, citizens, in Philadelphia, in California, in Florida, in South Carolina. They're not immigrants, sir. They're not.
I'm not sure where you're getting the statistics from, but, you know...
I don't care. I had Dr. Don Yealy on, the chief medical officer at UPMC, and he gave me the statistics. Oh, he hung up. Sir, don't bring a squirt gun to a gun battle. You can't lie, because you just lied. Don Yealy, UPMC, their chief medical officer, hundreds of cases in South Carolina, not one case of an immigrant, not one. Cases in Philadelphia, in New York, not one case of an immigrant, not one. In fact, they have done studies suggesting that many immigrants are vaccinated at the same or higher rate than Americans. So please, sir, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Do some research. Sir, when you get home, don't listen to me. Google search. What percentage of illegal immigrants are spreading the measles? Do it. Do yourself a favor. Seek out the truth. The biggest outbreak right now is in a white, rich school district in South Carolina, sir. Not a single immigrant to be found. We'll be right back. Yes, we're live at Oakmont Bakery. We'll be right back. for the coward who hung up on me. Factcheck.org. The outbreak of measles cannot be blamed on immigrants. In fact, recent rhetoric has suggested the most recent outbreaks in America are from immigrants from South America. However, the virus was eliminated there in 2016. Oops. Oops. Most measles outbreaks, it's from the CDC, in the U.S. are initiated by U.S. citizens, oops, who travel abroad, become infected, and bring the virus back. Oops. Look, man, don't call here and blame it on immigrants. The Cato Institute, there is no statistically significant relationship between a state's share of immigration population and a rate of measles infection. Larry, go ahead. Thanks for holding, Larry.
Hello?
Go ahead, Larry. Sorry about my voice. Go ahead, man.
Marty?
Larry?
Yeah, you made a comment a minute ago that I had to call and respond to. You said Joe Biden invited come one, come all, and Donald Trump said just get them all out.
Yeah.
And you said we have to find a middle. There is a middle ground. It's called legal immigration. It's already in existence. You know, no one had ended. There was no uproar when other presidents were deporting illegals. So there is a middle ground there.
Yeah.
And it's called legal immigration. It's not like we have to find some silver bullet that we haven't discovered yet.
Yeah, but what happened? You got to give me this. Biden made it easier. Trump changed that. And that's why everyone's freaking out. It's just the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah, it's the difference is when Donald Trump says it, he's a racist. When other
I never heard that. I never heard that he was a racist because of immigration.
Where have you been living if you haven't heard that? Are you kidding me?
All right, that's enough. Next call. Gary, go ahead. I'm not going to fight with that. What?
I came over here in 1955. I'm 85 years old. At the time, the immigration laws worked. We needed a sponsor. That sponsor needed to put up $5,000 to ensure that we would get some help while we were here.
Wow.
I agree with 100% of what you say. Let me shed some light, which I feel sometimes.
Yeah, sure, go.
For decades, I've been saying, when you address me, please address me as an American, not a Dutch-American, Turkish-American. I don't give a damn where you're from.
Right.
That's what this country is all about. So drop the surnames, okay, and try to understand where these people are coming from. I agree with President Trump 100%. We must get rid of the people that are committing crimes in this country, are illegal in this country.
Yes, sir.
That do not have citizenships. In 1962, I got my citizenship. In 1964, I was drafted.
Wow.
Sent to Okinawa and Vietnam.
Wow.
I came over here. 13 months later, I lost my dad and a brother in the Mekong.
Oh, my gosh.
I went through terrible strife. I survived. That's enough about me. What I feel sometimes, Marty, is the fact that let's take Mark, and God bless his family, and God bless his soul.
Yes, sir.
And the people he has working there. Okay, none of us, there's, or some that you interviewed, spoke no English. However, they've been here for a while.
Yeah.
I think we as people feel that we're an English-speaking country.
Yeah.
When you're making a living at this in this great country of ours, and you're sending money home to Mexico or wherever it may be, that's one thing. And I'm not going to put however about.
Hold on. Let me interrupt your speech. When I was growing up, I had Italian relatives that made their own pasta, their own sauce, their own sausage, and their own pepperoni. And, sir, they never left Bloomfield. and they never spoke English, and I love them just as much. So this notion that I'm a bad guy if I don't speak the language, I ain't going there. I'm just not.
No, you're not a bad guy. However, you must try and assimilate. If you start assimilating, starting learning a language such as I did, I spoke German and Dutch. I never spoke English.
Right.
Assimulate, speak the language of our country.
Hold on. So kick out my grandparents because they didn't speak English. No. Gotta go. Thank you, everyone. We had a great day today. I apologize. It's hard for me to converse with these guys at a high level because I'm losing my voice. There are no easy answers, but ignorance doesn't help. When you call and tell me you have to speak English, you got to go, you're wrong. When you call and tell me that the illegals are spreading the vaccines, you're wrong. And it doesn't have anything to do with I agree to disagree. It's about facts. It's a fact. The truth is, we're divided. But the truth is, if someone is here for the right reasons, and they're not criminals, I'm going to do everything in my power to help them. Just like Mark Serrao did. Just like I did. I got on the phone and called Congressman DeLucio. I got on the phone and called Senator McCormick. And guess what they did? They helped. Why? Because they get it. Everybody's not going to get it. Not expecting you to. But don't call here with lies. The immigrants are spreading the measles. It's a bald-faced lie. Had a wonderful day here. Got to thank the Serrao family. I'm going to take a couple days off, get this voice fixed, folks. Appreciate you. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire Infrared Grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.